Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1906, Five Steps to Learn to Spend in Retirement, part two, by Fritz Gilbert of theretirementmanifesto.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now, today's post is a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. But if you're all caught up, let's hear part two and continue optimizing your life. Five Steps to Learn to Spend in Retirement, part two, by Fritz Gilbert of theretirementmanifesto.com. Five Steps to Learn to Spend in Retirement. As I reflect back on the changes we've made to support our decision to spend in retirement without worry, the following five steps come to mind. Pick a few that resonate with you and find ways to apply them in your life. Before we cover those, I'd like to share the following quote I read in the Retirement Starts Today weekly email. It's a relevant reminder of the need to change your skill set to learn to spend in retirement. Quote, "The skill set required to create a nest egg is the exact opposite of the one you need to spend it." David Blanchett, head of retirement research at the PGIM unit of Prudential Financial. Number one, make an intentional decision to spend. In the month I retired, I wrote the post titled, "It's Time to Live Like No One Else." Looking back, I realized that post was my line in the sand. The point at which my wife and I decided we wanted to change our why and focus on maximizing our enjoyment in our retirement years. We wanted to break our spendthrift habits and learn how to spend in retirement without worry. The article outlines some of the key steps we took to reflect on our new priorities, summarized as follows. We recognized we no longer needed to save. We were free to spend. We automated our spending as a means of breaking our thrifty habits. We built a maintenance reserve to defend against surprise expenses, and we intentionally changed our mentality from saver to spender. In line with this spending mindset, I'll share a bit of advice I left as a comment on my friend Jim's recent post on Route to Retire, Stop Counting Pennies. Quote, "Jim, after years of aggressively pursuing FIRE, it's only natural to count the pennies. Here's one for you. Challenge yourself to start intentionally buying the more expensive option. Look for that peanut butter that costs $2 more. Order that meal choice that's $1.50 more expensive. Smile every time you do it. It's time to break the habit. Remind yourself every time that we're fine and enjoy those small luxuries along the way. It worked for me. Maybe it'll work for you." End quote. One additional thought. If you happen to earn any unexpected income in retirement, recognize that you're 100% free to spend 100% of that money. It wasn't in your original numbers when you made the decision to retire. It's not included in your safe withdrawal rate, and there's no longer a reason to save. Test yourself and see if you can spend any extra money without guilt. Number two, develop a system to keep you on track. It would be irresponsible to spend recklessly in retirement. At the same time, spending less than we can safely spend in retirement could lead us to live a life of unnecessary sacrifice. How do you balance those two extremes? In our case, we rely on our bucket strategy and the automatic monthly paycheck we establish every January during our annual financial review. By developing a system to help us easily determine how much we can safely spend in retirement, we can reduce our worry when we're actually spending money within those previously defined limits. In our case, we simply transfer a fixed amount every month from our money market fund to our checking account. If the checking account continues to grow for several months, we know we can increase our spending. If it starts to dip, we know to cut back. It doesn't get much easier than that. Number 3, ensure your money will last your lifetime. The biggest fear holding retirees back from spending money is the concern that they'll outlive their money, become a burden to their children, or face unexpected spending shocks later in life. They're valid concerns, but not a reason to sacrifice the potential experiences you'd like to pursue in your retirement. Determine how much you can safely spend and build a system to keep you on track. Once you've completed those two tasks, you know that you can spend without worry. At that point, it's just a matter of breaking a deeply ingrained habit. Number 4, build a new dream. Speaking from personal experience, it's easier to spend in retirement if you know it's supporting a retirement dream. As I wrote in the post, Building a Dream, my wife and I had a dream of building a purposeful workshop on our property, both to support her growing charity, Freedom for Fido, and to provide a writing studio for my work on this blog. The dream was 100% driven by the purposes we were both pursuing in retirement, and we've never regretted spending the money required to build the Treehouse writing studio where I'm currently writing these words. If you'd like to take a look inside, feel free to take a tour of my woodworking shop on my website. As I mentioned in my additional thought on number 1, if you have some unexpected income in retirement, challenge yourself to spend it. That's exactly what drove our decision to proceed with the purposeful workshop, and it's created more fulfillment in our retirement than we could have ever achieved by simply saving that extra money. If your dream, like Brian's, is to increase your travel, find a way to take an extra trip. Buy a first-class ticket instead of flying coach. Buy an RV or rent one for a few weeks. Spend your money on retirement dreams. If you're struggling with that one, consider giving it away. This leads us to number 5. And number 5, if you don't want to spend it, give it away. I've heard from numerous readers who have stated, but we don't need or want to spend any more money. We're content with what we have. And I applaud those who have tackled the challenge of being content. Ah, contentment, the topic of my very first post. Regardless, being content is not necessarily an excuse to spend less than you safely can in retirement. If you fall into the contentment camp, I challenge you to find a way to give more money away. There's a certain satisfaction that results from being generous that's hard to explain. My dad was the model of generosity. He'd often pay for people's meals at restaurants, provide low-cost rent to folks in need in a second home he owned, or help people out who he knew were struggling. His will stated that 25% of his assets were to go to charity at his death, and it was a perfect statement of who he was as a man. I suspect he had been giving away 25% of his retirement income for years. I'm trying to learn from my dad and increase our giving. When the COVID restrictions started to lift, we routinely tipped 100% of our restaurant bill for the first few months to help out the employees who had been hard hit during the shutdowns. When we saw the need in Ukraine, we decided to give a stretch donation since we had a bit of extra money in our checking account. When our niece became a missionary, we strongly supported her with an automatic monthly donation that will continue for as long as she has the need. There are a lot of folks with serious needs. Are you struggling with finding a way to spend in retirement? Consider spending more money on those who could use it the most. From experience, the statement that the gift goes to the giver is accurate. Give some money away and see for yourself. You won't regret it. Conclusion. If you've not yet retired, you're likely puzzled over the reality that many folks struggle to spend what they can safely spend in retirement. It is, however, a well-documented reality that many retirees face. If you're already retired and facing this reality in your own life, it's my hope that the lessons we've learned on our journey can help you on yours. You've sacrificed for years to cross the starting line. You've lived like no one else. It's time to ask yourself why. You just listened to part two of the post titled Five Steps to Learn to Spend in Retirement by Fritz Gilbert of theretirementmanifesto.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I'm sure there are many people who worry they haven't saved enough for retirement. In fact, the Federal Reserve Survey of Consumer Finances for 2019 found that the median amount of savings in Americans' retirement accounts was $65,000, which is nowhere near enough to retire. But there are plenty of people who have the opposite problem. I was recently at a Camp Fi event where half the attendees retired early and are actively drawing down from their portfolios using a guideline like the 4% rule. Guideline being the key word here. The overwhelming issue that most people in the room had was realizing that they saved way too much money simply out of fear. Now their main challenge is figuring out how to pull from the right buckets and do Roth conversions at the right time to minimize their lifetime tax burden and Medicare costs. I think the bigger challenge for many people in the FIRE community in particular is a tendency to work longer just in case, even when they hit their goal number and really want to quit. In addition to Fritz's advice in this article, I think it's important to revisit one's finances and drawdown strategy annually, and also create a bucket list for retirement. In the years where you're netting out better than you planned, you may opt to spend some of that money on a bucket list experience. And that's another episode and weekend of Optimal Finance Daily in the books. Thank you for your support and for listening every day. I'll be back with more posts for you on Monday. So have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll catch you actually today with a little bonus post where your optimal life awaits.